When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
Oh, Manus.
Yes, Jillian.
Not to revisit a sore subject.
Uh-oh.
But... No. I got something positive. I think this is good. Okay. So the one thing that I find really exciting is that you're starting to see minorities come together and identify with each other. That's really the first time I've seen that.
Yeah, I can see that.
And like, definitely. You've got gay people with black people, with Latino people, with Muslim people that have all been offended and they're coming together. And, you know, yeah. It's interesting because for me, having obviously grown up without realizing, in all honesty, that I was gay. I really didn't know. I really did not. I just was like, I don't know. I guess I just don't like some, or I'm just, you know, I don't know what it is. And, you know, I dated men and it was fine, but I, you know, I didn't really seem to care. And I just thought I didn't like somebody or wasn't that into them. But I was always the loser. I was always the outcast. And for a host of reasons, you know, I think I was called gay. So people must have known. People can see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was overweight when I was younger. And so I just always related to the underdog. And I've always identified on an emotional level with those who have been marginalized, whether it's the African-American community or the Latino community or the Native American community. I just identify with, or the Asian community, with that. Being a minority, I'm a woman, you know, I just feel like I get it.
Yeah.
I can't say I've experienced it. I haven't. I can't imagine how hard it is to be in those shoes. But I for some reason, just my heart goes out. And also for, listen, if you're, you know, if white people, look, all people. But I'm just saying it's easier for me personally to identify with it, I think, because I'm gay. Because I felt that way, and you know, being denied rights, having people hate you, telling you you're going to hell, and all that stuff. I've been there personally. So, gay bashing, all that crap. So, as a gay person, it's kind of interesting though, because a lot of minorities don't necessarily like you. And
that's interesting.
Yeah, like, yeah. And if you recall,
yeah,
not to throw it back, but one of the things that got Proposition 8 passed in the first place against gays and marriage is that Obama was running for president in 2008. And at that time, he was vocal about being anti-gay marriage. And he brought a lot of black voters out. And because a lot of them are religious, many voted against gay marriage. Yep. And obviously, in the last 8 years, you've seen, you know, very influential individuals in that community coming out, like the president, and saying, no, you know, I was wrong and everybody deserves equal rights. You've got Jay-Z, you know, you've got Jay-Z's a big deal. You know, he's, and you can hate him, whatever, but he's, that's a big thing. And he's really influenced a lot of people. So, you know, even, and I follow this guy, DeRay McKesson, who's kind of the leader of the Black Lives Matter movement. I follow him on social media, and I just kind of watch what he says and what they're doing and what's going on. And, you know, he got arrested at one time. They let him out of jail, obviously, eventually. And I had seen some things about how people really didn't want that. Some individuals in that community did not want the support of the LGBT community.
Right.
And, you know, you're like, okay. You know, you feel kind of like,
okay.
And you know, there are a lot of Latinos that also very religious, some of them, that don't want the support of the LGBT community. And you're like,
okay.
You know, and now, and, you know, and they kind of, everybody's sort of like off in their own bubble. And it's like, well, the black people live over here and the Latino people live over here and the Korean people live over there and the Chinese people live over here and the Jewish people live over there. And that's, in all truthfulness, that's L.A. It really is. So for everybody who thinks it's super liberal here, let me tell you, you know, let's not forget those emails that went back and forth about, from Amy Pascal, I had a Sony saying, what am I going to talk to the president about? You know, was it the butler or 12 years a slave or something like that? I mean,
I think it was that. It was that
it's very subversive kind of racism. So anyway, what I find really exciting, though, is that Trump offended so many people on that level. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't get behind his policies to create jobs or any of that. I'm just saying that he brought all these minorities together. And I think that's kind of awesome. And I hope we see more of that. Like, if we could just have each other's backs across the board, you know, and also try to see the position of the, you know, the white working middle class in Oklahoma versus the, you know, the struggles of, you know, a 20-year-old black guy being profiled for stop and frisk. Like, I just, it's just brought up a lot of, hey, this is why I'm hurt. And I don't know, maybe.
No, I think, you know, I'll give you just a quick example. Toronto's Pride Parade in Toronto, Canada, huge parade. And Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter were marching.
Really?
And they decided to stop and protest in the middle of this million-strong gay pride parade. But what it did, so they're saying, so the two, the LGBTQ community and Black Lives Matter, all of a sudden, like, they're facing off with each other in the parade.
In, like, a bad way?
No, just it was a very weird moment because Black Lives Matter didn't want any kind of police presence in a gay pride parade, right? They're saying, you know what? These are the police that are representing this. We don't want them in the parade. The police are saying, but we're pro-gay. Like, it was a very, there was all these levels.
Oh my God, speaking of the police.
Right, so there's all these levels.
I was listening to this special. We'll go on, yeah, but their position.
But what happened was, you know, the pride marshal said, yes, we're going to listen. We're going to agree to all these things. It was a bit of lip service, but for the first time you had these two communities saying, talking to each other.
In a good way?
There was a lot of friction. There was a lot of controversy about it, but at least it opened up everybody's eyes. It's like Black Lives Matter. I think for the first time for a lot of white people, we heard what they had to say, and especially for the gay community. We heard what they had to say, what they were standing for, what it meant. Whereas I think before it was like, well, that's your thing. Here's our thing. This is
their thing. Yeah, right? That's your thing.
And for the first time we went, okay, we may not, you know, whatever, but we listened to each other. It was fascinating to me.
I hope so. I just get so like, and then I was, Lisa Ling did this special about police, and they were like, parents are now telling their kids we're the bad guys. And he goes, but at the end of the day, when, you know, shit goes down, who are you going to call? You know, whether you want us or not, he goes, we're still going to come. And I was like, okay. And you know what? At the end of the day, there are some cops that aren't great, but there are some cops that are great. And there are some doctors that aren't great, and some lawyers that aren't great, and politicians that aren't great, and trainers that aren't great. And, you know, that's life. There's going to be a few bad apples. But it's just, everybody's got, maybe if we could just, what is it? Can't change anything unless you can change your mind. If we can just try to hear what people are upset about.
Well, exactly. And that's kind of my point with Black Lives Matter and the Pride Parade. Like,
I get the Black Lives Matter, though. I get that. I gotten that for a while. But yeah, no, I know.
No, but listen, finally. I don't know. I think the way you started this segment is absolutely right. It was like, because everybody's minority and marginalized, we want to protect our own little, you know.
Yes.
And I don't, you know what, you got your thing, this is mine. And I think you're absolutely right. We are communicating, and I think there's power in that.
And you know what else is cool, and this will be the last thing I'll say on this, is that, you know, in some of those protests or protest movements or conversations, you know, before, there were moments where you might, you know, I would hesitate going to a Black Lives Matter rally because I feel like they'd be like, what do you know, white lady? You know, you don't know anything about what I go through. So you're like, do I go? Do I not go? You know, what do I do? Like, what do I say? You know, and now nobody's looking at you asking you why they're there. They know why you're there. They're like, oh, you're here because Mike Pence is pro-conversion therapy. I'm here because of Stop and Frisk and the KKK endorsement. Oh, nice to meet you. What's your name? And it's like, okay. I mean, okay.
I think you're right. And I think it's an interesting time. And I think the white guilt in which we feel, I'm not speaking for all, but I think there's a certain, and I think I think we are able to finally go, okay, stop feeling guilty and do something.
I know the guilt thing. Like, even when
it's powerful.
Like when I first posted after the election on Twitter, and I was like, oh wow, I'm like, you know, racism and xenophobia and homophobia and misogyny, powerful drugs. People responded and they were like, you don't know me. I'm like, I don't know you. Why would you respond to that? Like, what made you think that I was talking about, who are you again?
Yeah.
Commenting, like, you're right, I don't know you. I was commenting about Trump and the people like the KKK that have mobilized, and it was like, I'm not racist. And I was, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, it was almost like, doth protest too much. There's this guilt. Mm-hmm. I just want to, I'm not racist. And it's like, oh, what? Yeah, and that's just the absolute wrong response. The right response, by the way, is I can really see how a lot of people would feel that way, but I can't feed my family right now, and I'm hoping that his jobs programs deliver. So who knows, Manus?
No, I hear you. The fact
we'll see.
As I say, to circle back, the fact we're listening to each other in a that we've never listened before.
Yeah.
I don't.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolin is science. Science based on Nobel Prize winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program. Snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours. And it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first 1,000,000 orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian. All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
It's been the longest month, which I think obviously you know because we're recording on a Saturday. And I mean, so Nicole had to.
How about we just say Nicole's awesome and leave it at that?
I know, you are.
Okay, well, that's why all the segments are like poop, pee, booze, drugs, condoms, oil, underwear, because I just did not have time. And God knows we can't trust you. Are like the sociological effects of the color of the sidewalk on your psyche and depression. We can't.
And look how many people, look how many people want to hear that, the psychology about clothes.
This is like, Jake would be like, I farted. How to stop farting. How to fart as loud as possible. How to fart with your friends. How to fart with your girlfriend. How to fart after sex. How to fart in a sexy way. How to whistle zippity-doo-dah with your farts. You are literally like, honest to God, you know, paint color and what it does for your frame of mind. And then this one is like, drugs, booze, sex. Drugs, booze, sex. Drugs, booze, sex. I'm the only one with anything interesting to say. And unfortunately, this month's worth of shows are going to be absolute and utter crap because I've been working so much that the segments, the lunatics are running the asylum.
You wait.
So ready for what Nicole sent now?
Yes.
What science says about working out high.
High on what?
Right, that's my point. I mean, we're not talking about a high wire. It's not a trapeze workout.
Oh, I have seen people work out high.
Weed is legal in California.
My brother, yeah, it is. Yeah. But I don't think my brother said, as I told you, he's Mr. Stoner, right? So I texted him and I said, I voted yes for you and your marijuana. And he was so mad.
Yeah, that's a no. We don't want it.
Yeah, he said he didn't want it after I voted. And I said, I don't understand.
Why?
Because to me, I thought, oh, good, we'll get all this tax dollars. People get it anyway. And then you can cut out the drug cartels and make sure it's clean. It makes, you know, sense, right? So then he freaked out and said, you guys don't want this weed thing. Why?
I have different reasons. Because, you know, I work for a company now that produces edibles, like the candies and stuff.
Yeah, he said it was like they're doing some weird, it cut your ability to grow plants or some, I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Now you can only grow 6 plants indoors.
And before you could grow 99 or something?
I mean, if you have the license for it, yeah. And you could also grow outdoors or whatever. Indoors, you need lights, you need nutrients, you have to play God to these
plants.
It was
sheltered, a sheltered environment.
Yeah. So that's, you know.
Why, and why wouldn't you want a sheltered environment?
Because the average person just, I'm going to go toss some seeds in my garden next to my tomatoes. It's, you know, a fun, casual thing, but it turns into this expensive, really important thing that you have to take care of every day.
But you're allowed to have personal use, though.
Yeah,
I think you're allowed a certain amount.
You're allowed to carry an ouncer underneath, which is...
How much is an ounce?
28 grams.
What does that even look like? Give me an idea.
About this big.
That's like a gigantic mason jar worth of weed.
That's an ounce? Wow.
That much weed is an ounce of weed?
That's...
No.
Yeah, that's a...
Jake, who in the name of Christ would need more weed than that?
A lot of people. Like, not need? No. But like...
What do you mean? Why are you carrying more than an enormous venti-sized Starbucks cup worth of marijuana? What are you doing with it?
For work, transporting it to and from the shops that
buy and sell. Yeah, but that's different.
For people, like, there's so many, the growers can't, what are you going to do? When you grow a plant, you don't grow an ounce. You're growing a quarter pound per plant, maybe.
So you're not allowed to drive it from A to B?
Can't carry it anymore. And the biggest thing is obviously the big business that's going to come in. You have all these mom and pop shop people that are doing really cool things, making caramels and
stuff is not regulated. You don't know how much is in that crap.
Right.
Didn't I tell you about the time that my brother dosed us all at the Grove and I thought I was going to die the night before Mother's Day?
It's changed now. A lot of
things
have
changed. Oh, you have that segment, Manis. Yes. That's another one that hasn't aired. Yeah, the worst experience of my life. He gave me and all my friends candy. Janice, I thought I was going to die. I'm like, Greg, is this gross? And he starts hysterically laughing and was like, oh, it'll be like you had a beer. I thought I was dying. I swear to God, it was the worst experience of my life.
Because it was too pure, right?
I don't know. I don't smoke. It's not, again, I pass zero judgment. Marijuana is not my thing. Yeah. I don't like to be dull or... numb or out of control. It's like if I was gonna be a drug addict, I'd be crystal meth all the way, right until I lost my mind and lost my teeth.
And your teeth.
But that would be, I'd be like tweak, 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 tweak. That's why I like caffeine. Up, 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 up. Control, control. Telescoping effect, control. Yeah, I don't want the. But yeah,
so it's all regulated now. It is, and it doesn't affect the average person. It doesn't. It's the same like.
Yeah, because I was like, isn't this like Colorado where they're just swimming in cash from tax dollars?
No, it's not ready.
Because California, if Jerry Brown raises my state tax one more time, I'm going to blow my brains out. Like, we're the highest state tax now in America, California.
The thing is, it wasn't ready. The proposition wasn't, it was just hastily drafted and just like.
I want to know if the guy that's doing chest presses at the gym who's high as a kite.
Well, that's the thing.
That's just it. Like,
but I have a theory about this marijuana stuff because I, as I said, hate it. I hate feeling, quote, stoned. It's the worst. Like, literally, the only time I would ever be like, yeah, I need pot, is if I was having a nervous breakdown and wanted to be knocked out unconscious.
Or if you were using
it for pain. I would take
an
Excedrin.
No, but I mean, so many people now are using it for pain management. If they have
chronic
pain.
If you're sick or something like that, of course. But other people then are like, oh my God, I'm so creative. Oh my God, I'm so focused. Oh my God, I can really dig in. Oh my God. Like they feel the way I do on caffeine. I don't know. And I just don't know enough about it. I've heard all these different arguments from people like smoking. I'm sorry. I'll never, ever be like, yeah, great idea. Yeah. Smoke in your lungs. I don't care what it is. No way. But also, I don't know enough about the oils and the edibles and the effects. I have read that in children or kids under 18 who do it often that it can affect their IQ. But I don't know. Because my... I
can answer all your questions on that stuff and tell you whatever you want to know.
My brother thinks that, like, it's got all these different health benefits and CBD oil, which I guess is not psychotropic.
It's not. So CBD doesn't... it's not a head high. You're not going to get high
from
it.
Right, you don't feel anything.
It numbs pain. It stops seizures, for sure. Okay. And that's proven.
Right.
They have CBD dog treats you can buy for your dogs. And CBD... tincture and oil and whatever you just put in your dog's food. And a lot of people have taken their dogs off of whatever my dog takes for the epilepsy. He takes...
Oh.
Yeah, poor guy just developed it.
I remember.
But
it's amazing for cramps.
It's the same thing, yeah.
CBD?
Pot in general.
Well, THC does.
See, that's surprising because pot is cramps? Estrogenic. Mm-hmm. And that I can tell you for sure. And that's another reason that I don't mess with that because I'm terrified of breast cancer and not terrified, but I really don't want to go through it. Let's put it that way. I don't want to go through that.
There's a lot of things they're doing now with extractions, and like the old extraction methods used to be, you know, just straight up hash, like a brick of hash. That was about it. Now they're making oils and they're getting more pure and more pure. Now they're making this thing called rosin where they're just taking the flour, putting it in a press and a slightly heated press and squeezing it at 3,000 pounds per square inch.
Oh my God.
Like, and they're finding more and more ways, because they used to extract it with butane, and that's how you made wax oil.
Right, well, that's bad.
And that's super dangerous. Now we're all like, whoa, we're breathing in butane, that's stupid. So now they're doing it with CO2. And it's getting more pure and more pure, and then they're exploring different parts of pot, like THC, THCN, CBD, CBN.
Are you kidding?
And there's all these different benefits to each one of these things, and like, it's not a cure-all, but it is huge, and a lot of the CBDs and the non-psychotropic, whatever.
Is that what it is? Psychedelic?
No, not psychedelic. It's
I don't know.
I forget the word.
And not my world.
But there's a lot of these things that do
don't
help.
Don't trip. Don't make you high.
Right. There's a lot of these things that do help with a lot of problems, like nausea, appetite loss.
I had a friend go through chemo, and she got a medical marijuana license and loved it.
Well, here's the thing. Weed doesn't cure cancer. What it does for you is when you're going through chemo.
You eat, right?
If you can eat and you can feel good and you have the mental capacity to beat the disease.
Oh, my God.
If it helps you get to the mental state to fight the disease instead of not, then it helps. But there are all these good things that come out of weed that, geez, what's the word?
See, I would never want to work out on anything other than something caffeinated. And caffeine is the number one legal performance enhancer in the gym. So this, to me, I mean, I guess this is like someone's performance enhancer.
I think you're dangerous in the gym if you're high. And maybe not so much for yourself, but the people around you. You can drop a weight. You could bump into somebody who's trying.
They don't get like that, though, on the stuff. That's what they're saying.
It's other people's, like, my physiology. I can't smoke weed and function because I turn into a potato and just go, oh, my God, I need to go to bed.
Yeah, night. That's what
but
I'm saying.
I know a lot of people.
Who wants to feel like that?
There are a lot of people I know that can smoke 100 times as much weed as I ever could and then, like, they have the best workout of their life, or they're super creative.
Chloe.
Is it the best workout of their life, or what they think is the best workout
I'm not
of
sure,
their life?
But Chloe is like my brother that way, and she was doing my hair for something, and Nicole's like, well, that's really creative, and she's like, yeah, I was stoned one time in beauty school 10 years ago. And
I feel like everything she says whenever something cool is up, she's like, yeah, I got stoned one time, and it just came to me.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that function way differently.
I don't know.
I think with them, it just like relaxes them enough to let
I don't know.
Flow.
But it doesn't knock them out. I don't know. But that's what they say. They say it's a natural pain reliever. They say that it has anti-inflammatory benefits.
Oh, the CBD does. Huge.
CBD, I get. But stoned, I personally would be like, this would not. I would recommend against it, but I've decided I don't know enough about any of this. And
psychoactive. Non-psychoactive.
Non-psychoactive. You know, I don't know enough about any of this. And to each his own. You know, I can't necessarily say I think it's a good idea to be stoned working out. But other people, other people swear by it, and who am I to? It's their body. I mean, I just don't know enough about it. I will never get behind smoking, that's for sure. But
So what people say when they smoke weed and exercise, basically, weed has there's two types of pot.
Right, there's an up and a down, right? A sativa
is in your head, yeah.
Then the down is the
indica.
Indica.
And so the indica is.
Oh, it's a whole dude.
And there's a lot of hybrids in between.
It's like it may as well be wine. Do you know what I'm saying?
Why not just work out?
But because it
just work out.
If it allows you to be a little more loose and it can numb your body a little more, yeah.
It's crazy. I call bullshit. You know what?
I like it. Okay.
I just. You know what? It's like people. You know. Oh, I wish I could have been like Timothy Leary and be so creative. And I mean, he's high on LSD or whatever. You know what?
Have you ever done LSD though?
No, I haven't.
It's amazing. Not amazing, like it feels great amazing. Mind you, I have not done it since I was, I want to say 17. I did mushrooms twice. And I think the last time I did mushrooms, I was 23. And you don't ever, in my opinion, you never need to do it more than once. But I would honestly tell anybody do it once. And yeah. I am positive that I definitely, I mean, Janice, I was like, okay. I mean, you how can I describe it? Like, I literally could see, and I know you're like, oh, you were high, dummy, and okay, maybe, but I mean, you can, the things that scientists talk about, you feel as though you can perceive with your senses. Like, you can watch photosynthesis. It's fascinating.
No,
you can literally hear the vibration of color. You're like, oh, that's what red sounds like. It's insane. You can see like the frequency of a. It's just, Mama.
But that's your interpretation of it. Yes, it's not real.
How do you know?
Reality is one's perception.
And by the way, imagine what the world looks like through the eyes of a different animal. You know, sonar, animals that use sonar, bats. It's just. What I'm saying is just your perception of the world around you is fake anyway. You know this. Come on. Nothing
our
that you perceive
of the world is from
Janice,
our history.
No, Mama. I am telling you quite literally, and this is what I mean. You and I can theoretically walk through that wall. You know that it's not solid. You know that, right? This is your perception of the desk. But in theory, it's just a bunch of different atoms moving around. And the reason that we can't go through the desk is because of the opposing field that the atoms, I've watched these shows like a million times, but you're not even literally sitting on your chair.
Okay, you know what?
Jan, this is real, though.
Did you say that you didn't do LSD since you were, 17? Come on! Wait, this is a desk! What do you mean?
Janice, this is science.
Don't make me go into some kind of
world. According to quantum theory, quantum mechanics, anything that can happen has happened, and in a infinite layer of parallel universes, and one time in one of these universes, you will walk through that wall, and you can.
But to bring it back around, working out high, safe or not?
I don't know. I'd say, I personally would never do it. But you know, if you love your weed and you're not driving. And you're not smoking it.
And you're not doing bench press beside me and you drop your weights on my hand when I'm working out.
Yeah. Yeah. Attractive and repulsive forces between atoms. Forces within the atom. Physiology. No, Mama, this stuff's real. I'm telling you. Yeah. This is real.
You know what? If I allowed my head to get so far into thinking what is real that I can't tangibly grasp.
You've seen
my brain would explode.
The particles can be in two places at the same time, which is where they're saying that there are four different potential parallel universe possibilities.
And when I come back as a Jersey cow,
dude,
sitting in a field
theory.
In Canada, chewing my hay, I'm just going to say, hey, because that's what I'm coming back as. You want to just saying. I'm going to be happy.
Canaphone.
You can do your dopes.
Quantum mechanics. Manus. Let's get Manus some acid.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You know how you were talking about the Jillian Michaels algorithm?
Oh, for my app.
For your app.
Okay.
And how you can, it's yeah, like you can.
It's freezing in here again. It is. Menopause crazy. Shorts is just, it's like
I
a tundra.
I didn't touch anything.
Oh, go on.
Here's something I think that we should talk about.
Quantized properties. Certain positions, such as speed and color, can sometimes occur in specific set amounts. I'm trying to help you understand quantum theory, since you won't do acid.
Well, I don't have to understand quantum theory. I'm happy.
It's neato, though. And in another universe, you're probably happier. And that's the point.
You don't know if you're going to another universe.
No, you for sure are in multiple universes right now, they think. There's a million. There's trillions of you. There's infinite Janices.
No.
No, there are.
You know what scares me? Did you bring this up where that I possibly could be inside an alien's pocket?
That wasn't me.
Oh.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, like an eyelash mite?
You like
I think you were an eyelash mite.
An eyelash mite?
I often think about
that. I've heard that sometimes we could, the whole Earth could be just like in some alien's pocket.
Well, it's...
Which really freaked me
theoretically
out.
Theoretically, And the universe is flat and a membrane. Supposedly it is flat. The universe is a flat universe. So you're definitely on a sheet of some sort.
What happened to the alien's pocket?
No.
Interesting, though. Don't you think?
No.
Earth is a marble.
Well, that's
it's
alien,
not a marble.
Alien
it's flat.
Pocket dimension.
No, it's not. The string theory has 11 dimensions.
Well, Earth can be a marble, but the universe can't.
No, the universe is supposedly flat. A flat universe.
I'm not enjoying this.
What is it that you wanted to talk about?
Okay, now dig this.
Yeah.
How would you feel?
Dig this, everybody.
Dig this.
That's Janice's way of get excited. This is really good.
I'm just saying, okay, what would happen if you could talk to someone dies... Okay, and you can talk to them.
You can't. You can
okay, dig this.
It's you can, called... Trust me, you cannot.
No, dig this.
Yeah.
There's a gal that dig created this. What do you call it? The algorithm.
Yeah.
It's called a chat. You know how there's chat? It's like a death bot, grief bot, chat bot.
Okay.
So what you do is okay, hang in there now.
Okay.
If you put text messages and other material from a loved one into a program... You can create a chat bot that stimulates the sort of conversation you had when the person was alive.
That's creepy.
So San Francisco-based
artificial intelligence.
Yeah, it is
weird.
It is AI.
I don't think the planet's going to make it that far, but if it does,
okay. So what she did was she created a memorial bot of her friend. Her friend tragically died in a road accident. She was able to talk to him
you were going to say Tyler Henry.
Miss Cleo.
Tyler Henry, by the way, who swore up and down to me that Trump would never become president. I think the thing I am the most upset about with the Trump presidency is that Tyler Henry is a fraud, I've decided. I want to go beat him up. Yes, Deathbot? Yeah.
So they're saying the digital death market is going to take off. Okay. So by the conversations you had between this person, mm-hmm. texts and phone calls,
you
and
see, this
emails,
is why we don't let you do segments. This here, death. I mean, I would rather do, you know, underwear and exercise than death bots. This is a bummer, Manus. Look at you.
Okay. Well,
this
we'll
is.
Be,
I find it really interesting.
No, you don't.
I mean, this is boring, Janice. Get some better material.
Okay, we'll be right back. Yes, Jillian.
Anything?
Yes, I do. Okay. I have.
I taught the kids to sigh.
What do you mean you taught the kids to sigh?
Yeah.
What is that? What for?
Stress relief.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think when you do that to me, it reminds me that you're completely bored with me.
Try it. It feels really good.
Oh.
Yeah. Let it all go. Let it all
they
go.
They make us do that in yoga class.
Go on. Go. That was terrible. Terrible. Yeah.
Okay.
Does that feel good?
Feels good.
How to become more confident. Uh-huh. 14 funky facts about feet. Just so you know.
Fourteen's a long
alliteration.
Or common dreams. I dreamt last night that I cheated in the Olympics. It's the most bizarre.
You made it
I keep
Olympics.
Having dreams, like yeah. dreams that I have boyfriends.
Yeah. Let me pull up a stool on that one.
Yeah, now, but I'm like a teen. Like I'm not my age. It's weird. I don't. Heidi doesn't exist. There's no life that I have now. Isn't that weird? I wake up every morning. I'm like,
are they different boys? Or
yes, I'm a whore.
Wow.
Can't figure it out.
Well, hang on a second. In this common dream, are you having sex with them?
I had sex with two of them. I know.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. So strange.
Well, hang on a second. Where's the one about...
Yeah, but they were like boyfriends. I can't figure it out. I was like, is this like a shadow of a past life?
It's the other universe.
It is. Yes, where my father loved me the right way, and I'm hetero. It's okay. It's okay, Miz.
Wow.
Just saying.
Oh, no.
You went down a road really fast. You went down a road very quickly there, and I'm trying to catch up
kidding.
With what you just said.
I'm kidding. Sort of.
Now, now this could mean a lot of things. Where's the one about sex?
I don't know. I really honestly don't know where it comes from. It's really weird. I don't know why. But you know what they say? You've heard of that Kinsey scale, haven't you? That people are various shades of bisexual intrinsically.
You know what? I'm starting to really believe. You know how this new term, I've
well,
said
obviously,
it before in the show,
many
the
of
fluid.
Us, many of us, you're somewhere on the scale, right? You know, you are what you are.
Yeah, you are what you are. But I think that sometimes there's this...
But, I don't know. The dream, it was weird. Anyway, where do we end up?
Well, mine was about I had cheated at the Olympics with the sack toss.
What's into, a sack toss?
I don't know, but that's what it was. And I had thrown the sack to get through the hoop, and I missed it the first time, and so I cheated sack? The second time.
Is that a
time.
Sport?
No, it was just a big sack that went through like a basketball hoop. And I'm like, but it was... you tell me what that's
I don't know
about.
What's more disturbing. What, the fact that you invented a sack toss or that you're a filthy cheater.
I don't know. That's what I mean. That's what scared me. I cheated. Like, I cheated, and I thought, I'll never get caught. And I went, Janice, what are you talking about? This is on television.
Yeah.
Millions of people are watching. They just watched you cheat. But I, in my mind, I thought, no, they won't see it.
Well, that means you think you're a fraud.
Does it?
I think so.
How do you know? How do you know how to decipher dreams?
Well, I mean, I am an expert.
Okay, do you know what being chased
is? I got certified on the internet.
Would you get certified? A minister? Yes, you're a minister.
I am that, yes. I'm ordained. To interpret... dreams.
You did not.
Yes, I did. And that means you think you're a fraud. And if your teeth fall out, you're going to go broke.
Yeah. I do sometimes think I'm a fraud.
I know. I told you.
What do you mean with my teeth fall out?
If. Has that happened?
Well, I hope. Look, I got my gummers in.
No. In your dreams.
Oh, no. No, I haven't. Mm-hmm. I lost my teeth. Okay. Oh, I've thought of. Oh, I've always had this fantasy when I'm sitting in the bathroom on the toilet.
Okay.
Sometimes what it would be like if I just smashed my teeth on the sink.
Why is your sink so close to your toilet?
Well, you know, sometimes they are. It depends on, you know,
that's
pedestal.
Odd.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about
Why
it.
Why so close?
Well, if it's a pedestal sink and you're in a small bathroom, the sink's right there. And sometimes I think,
yeah, but that's more of a practical concern. It's not an unconscious expression.
Well, sometimes I think I want to try it.
You should.
What, and give you fodder for more ways to make fun of me?
Why not?
Okay, what does nudity mean then when you're dreaming? When
it
you're
depends
nude?
On what kind of nudity. How do you feel when you're nude?
Well, it could be a sign you've exposed yourself too much.
Well, my point is, though, are you comfortable, in which case you feel free, or are you embarrassed, in which case, yes, you feel exposed?
Are you really ordained in dreamology?
I am.
Who keeps
Who
buzzing?
The F is ringing?
This time it was me.
See? Go ahead, get it out.
Okay, what about having a baby?
Oh, it means you're giving birth to a project.
You're absolute new, fresh beginnings. Okay, what about death?
It means something is coming to an end. I know.
Okay, what about being chased?
Well, that's pretty literal. It means you're feeling under attack.
Deadlines and stress is what I thought.
Mm.
Well, it says, if you're being chased, you likely need to turn around and confront whatever it is you're fleeing.
Janice, we're not in control of our dreams. If we were in control of our dreams, I would stop everything and, you know, take myself to the Bahamas with
all your boyfriends?
Yeah, nude male review. Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
What about flying?
When's the last time that you ever were like, hold on. Let me rewrite this dream. Never.
Have you ever gone back to a dream?
Yeah, I feel like I have.
With those boys that you're dating in your dreams?
You realize I wake up in the morning, and this is usually what I wake up to with Heidi after everything is said, done, Kevin. But like, I'll wake up and she'll be like, I had a dream last night that we were in Bermuda and there was a pyramid. And we went into the pyramid, but I was wearing high heels. And the door was made of Tupperware. And I had to keep burping the door to bring oxygen in. And then Richard the Chihuahua was there, but he spoke Japanese. And then he cooked us pancakes. And then I had to go to the bathroom, but there wasn't a potty. So I went on the podium. And then there was a treasure hunter. And we woke up again, and we were at the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And after that, I found myself teaching calculus to a bunch of frogs. And then she has the balls to look at me and goes, what do you think that means?
Wow, yeah. All I can say is...
What do you think that means? I'm like, that you're fucking cracked. That's what it means.
No wonder you're dreaming about having sex with boys.
Yes! Hey, Fee, can you hear me? Do you remember when...
Wait,
hang on. Do you remember when I taught you how to sigh? And we... Remember that? Do you remember
about... Your mom is asking you a question. Lou's talking to him, so he can't hear you. Lou, just give 1 minute, okay? Right? Okay, go ahead.
Buddy, do you remember when I taught you how to sigh?
Sigh?
Yeah, remember when do you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you teach Manus?
What?
She needs to learn how to sigh for stress relief. That was so good, Angel. Do it again. I love you.
Thank you, Phoenix.
Thank you, sweetheart. I'll see you soon. Okay. Bye, guys. See? That's how you do it.
Wow. It sounds a lot like a lion.
Yes.
But it's a sigh.
Ah! Try it, Manus.
Oh!
Well, that's like a dying dog.
Tarzan dying.
Don't forget, email us your questions with your phone number to JillianPodcast@gmail.com. We want to talk to you.